Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie along with author Mark Shaw. His books are listed on the coasttocoastam.com website, linked to his website, but they include Collateral Damage, Denial of Justice, Fighting for Justice, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, Mysterious Death of Reporter Dorothy Kilgallen, and more and more and more. The President's Commission on the Assassination of President Kennedy, known unofficially, as we all know it, as the Warren Commission, was established by President Lyndon Baines Johnson through Executive Order 11-1130 on November 29, 1963, to investigate the assassination of the President John F. Kennedy that took place 59 years ago, November 22, 1963. Let's talk about that commission, Mark, and tell us about the people he selected to be on it.
Well, I want to preface by saying, George, as you know, and your listeners know, I've had a great advantage over any researchers who've ever looked at the assassination, because on my team is Dorothy Kilgallen. And, you know, she started out when she went to Dallas writing these columns, the Oswald File, Must Not Close, you know, Justice is a Big Rug, the Bold... This bold and unnerving, you know, statement made anybody realize, you know, a lot of people fall out when you pull the rug under them. So she did that. Then she interviewed Jack Ruby there, and in the book, in the new book, and there's a lot of new evidence in the book, but one of it is a chronology that she wrote in one of the columns about Jack Ruby, and you know, when she interviewed him twice, the only reporter to do that. So she's going to come back into play here. Here's what happened. I wasn't going to write this book, Fighting for Justice. I think I've written enough of them. But I found a lot of new evidence that's in the new book. I've got Ruby's psychiatric test, his lie detector test. I've got, you know, all kinds of new information about the Kennedys and so on and so forth that way. But I never thought there was enough evidence. But in February of this year, I got an email from a gentleman who had watched a presentation of mine at the Allen Library near Dallas. It actually went viral on YouTube, and he sent an email, and the key words in there, Mr. Shaw, I want to talk to you. I knew Dorothy Kilgallen. And so my ears perked up, and I called him, and he said, well, yes, Mr. Shaw, my name is Morris Wolfe, and Morris Wolfe is a very distinguished statesman in many ways. He was a Yale lawyer, went to Amherst. People can look at the website for Amherst College, for instance, and see all about him. But he was a very distinguished man, and he ended up being an assistant to Bobby Kennedy when Bobby Kennedy was the Attorney General and Jack Kennedy was in the White House. And he started off by saying, well, I need to tell you about that, and also some about the Kennedy brothers. Jack used to get jealous when Bobby was getting too much publicity and things like that. But they trusted me enough, Mr. Shaw, that I was their go-between, taking messages from the White House to the Attorney General's office. I would ride my bicycle or run back and forth with messages between the two because they thought that J. Edgar Hoover was probably tapping their phones. Now, this is the President of the United States and the Attorney General, Jeez. But they were worried about that. So he said, I worked for Senator Kennedy, and I helped him write Title II of the Civil Rights Act, and so I'm thinking, man, this guy sounds like a real legitimate source. And then he said, listen, I should tell you that then Bobby Kennedy, he recommended me to a member of the Warren Commission. And I'm going to keep the name of that Warren Commission member a little bit in suspense so people might be able to try to guess who it was of those seven members. So he said, I was a legislative assistant for him, Mr. Shaw, and I worked with him, and I even rode with him to the Warren Commission hearings in his Saab. He was about 6'3". He barely could get in there. But on the way that when we went to the hearings, he started talking to me about some of the problems that he saw with the commission and what they were doing. And in order, he went ahead and he said, the senator said to me, you know, Mr. Shaw, there's corruption at the Warren Commission, and I don't know why. They know all about, this is one of the most important, they know all about Jack Ruby and his connection to organized crime, but they don't care. President Johnson and Earl Warren are pushing the Oswald alone theory, and that's not what I believe really happened here. They are going to report the Oswald alone conclusion that they say it's for God and country, but I don't believe that's true. I've offered a letter of resignation, and I have that letter, as a matter of fact, from this gentleman, and on, and I'm just writing all this down as quickly as I could. And he said, yes, he said, this man was a real man of integrity. He was a senator. He was well-respected by an awful lot of his colleagues and all of that. And he was actually, I have the audio tapes between JFK and, J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson when they're picking the Warren Commission members. And they only try to pick those who will go along with Oswald alone, and we can talk about what their motive was.
And some of them hated Kennedy.
They did. Well, you've got Alan Dulles, for instance, on there, and JFK had just fired him as CIA director. So we'll go through the members in a minute. But he said, they basically just picked, people that they wanted, and one of them was this senator because he was so well-respected and everything else. So I'm really listening to this. And he said, that this senator, he was able, the whistleblower here, Mr. Wolf, was able to sit in on the hearings waiting for the senator to go back to the office and all of that. So I looked at all that and I thought, boy, this is fascinating. He said, also, Mr. Shaw, I should tell you, and this was the kicker, George, I don't know how these things happen to me, but they do. It's like magic, and I think Dorothy orchestrated it. Morris Wolf said, I used to go to parties at this senator's home at 29th and N Street in Georgetown. He called them soirees. They were parties, and he said, I was invited because I was a bachelor. This is what Mr. Wolf told me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mr. Shaw, I sat at the dinner table right next to Dorothy Kilgallen.
Wow.
And my wife will tell you, I just screamed. I mean, I couldn't believe that could happen. He said, yes. He said, he described her as a bright light bulb. And he said, even though we were having our dinner, she was an investigative reporter at the dinner table trying to get information out of me about the Warren Commission and this senator and all this other kind of stuff. And he said, she and the senator were very good friends. Jack Kennedy and Jackie actually showed up a few times there. And in fact, this senator and his wife were very close friends of Jackie and President Kennedy. They were the first couple to be invited to the White House. And so I'm listening to all this, and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is this all about? And finally he said to me, I can tell you, Mr. Shaw, another thing. I know in one of your books that I've read, you always wondered how Dorothy Kilgallen ended up with Jack Ruby's testimony before the Warren Commission, before it was supposed to be released. You know, that was a really big deal when she did that.
Oh, it's huge. Hoover went nuts,
didn't he? Hoover went crazy with it and sent agents over to her home. I have that visual of these two burly agents confronting little Dorothy, who doesn't have a lawyer. And it's interesting what she said, George. She said, they asked her what where she got them. She said, well, did you get them from somebody on the commission? I won't answer that question. Did you get them from a man or a woman? I won't answer that question. You know, were you paid? Did you pay to get the testimony by Ruby? No. And she said, I can only tell you it was a friend of long standing who did this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So I think any researcher would do just exactly what I did. I said to Morris Wolf, do you believe that this senator gave Dorothy Kilgallen the Warren Commission Ruby testimony before it was supposed to be released? And he said, Mr. Shaw, I do, and for one reason. I think it's very likely that that happened for this reason. He was a man of integrity. He hated untruths. He was a man of the truth, and that was exactly what Dorothy Kilgallen was. And I think that's why he would have trusted her for that information. If you look at that interview she had with those FBI agents, she never mentioned him. He could trust her. And so that man's name was Senator John Sherman Cooper of Kentucky. And people can look at his his resume, look into who he was. He was a very distinguished senator there. He was a conservative senator from Kentucky. And you'll be able to see an awful lot about him, but to confirm, as I do in all of my books, to confirm Morris Wolf's account, I did two or three things. First of all, I went to articles I could find about Senator Cooper and worked two or three weeks finding the oral histories by Cooper, both at the University of Kentucky and at Georgia, at the University of Georgia. And the first thing that popped up, you know, George, I have to say, remember how Dorothy looked at little things regarding the JFK assassination. She never looked at Oswald. She thought that didn't make any sense. She looked at Ruby. And remember, she wrote that, hey, you know, this guy says he was crying when he was so upset about JFK's death and everything at the Dallas Morning News. But then in the afternoon, he went back and tried to sell these twist boards. And he was laughing with all the people. That didn't make sense to her, and so she knew something was wrong. Well, in this situation, what Morris Wolf told me was a little thing. The parties were at 29th and N Street in Georgetown, and I found out in those oral histories that's exactly where he lived. The second thing was that with what with what John Sherman Cooper said to him, it was all about the fact that there were there were no discrepancies in terms of exactly how Cooper was a very good friend of JFK's and of Dorothy's, so it could have been the long-standing friendship that she talked about. And then, I don't know, I sent you a book. I don't know if you have it in front of you, but here's the topper. Morris Wolf said, if you look at the cover, you look at the photo of the Warren Commission members giving the report to Lyndon Johnson, I want you to notice something, Mr. Shaw. And so if you look across there, you're going to see these individuals in there. You're going to see Senator Richard Russell. You're going to see Ford, future President Ford. You're going to see Chief Justice Warren. You're going to see Alan Dulles. And you're going to see Hale Boggs. And then he said to me, if you look at that photograph, and people can do that by going into the Internet and looking at the photograph, but it's on the cover of my book, you're going to see, he said, you will see that one member is almost hiding behind somebody else. And on the right-hand side, Senator John Sherman Cooper is almost, you can only see part of his face. He has the most disgusted look on his face, and he's pretty much hiding behind Hale Boggs, Representative
of Alaska.
Representative Boggs.
Who died in a plane crash in Alaska.
There you go. And so that gave me, more credibility in terms of what Morris had told me. And then I looked in those oral histories, and I found documents written by Senator Cooper, and one of them is that letter of resignation that I don't know if I mentioned that. He offered his resignation at one point, and I have that letter. He finally didn't send it, but he was going to, and the reason he didn't send it in a minute, I think, will infuriate you as much as it did me. But what he said in there is that, listen, you're not even telling me, President Johnson, when the meetings are. I've missed so many meetings, and I don't understand. The staff is there. They're doing most of the investigation, and that was true of most all of the Warren Commission members. They never went to a lot of those sessions. And so, that was quite fascinating to me and bothered me. And then I found in the University of Georgia archives that Senator Russell, Richard Russell from Georgia, and Senator Cooper had demanded a dissent in the final report, and that dissent was that they did not believe the silver bullet theory. They did not believe that it was one person who was involved in the assassination. And that's the only way that they signed away on the final report, George. And when that report was finalized and then given to the world, one of the biggest cons in the history of the world, one of the biggest lies ever, that dissent was not in there. It was left out completely.
Amazing.
And that's why Senator Cooper was so, dissatisfied and upset and offered to resign and all of that. Now, your listeners may be asking a question you're thinking about. Why did Morris Wolf get in touch with you, first of all, and that was because of Dorothy? Second, why did he trust you with this? And I have to say, I believe what he told me was he felt, he could trust me based on my reputation. And why didn't Senator Cooper speak up, and why didn't he speak up almost 60 years ago? And he said, well, Senator Cooper was part of the code of silence that President Johnson and Chief Justice Warren swore them to, that they would never talk about it. But he said, I'm getting in touch with you now because I think Senator Cooper would want that information known now.
And don't you think when Dorothy finally died, they all got scared?
Well, that's the other part of the story here. Let's see what she knew, George. She was at the Ruby trial, so she watched the testimony, correct? All right. Then she interviews Ruby, so she knows, and I believe he told her about the whole Marcello situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what went to New Orleans. So she knows about that. Then she gets the Warren Commission testimony by Ruby, and she knows, if you read it, and I have, and if you look at his testimony at trial, and I have, they don't even come close to coinciding. And if you look at his psychiatric test, which I have in the book, it's another version by Ruby. So she knew all that. Then she gets his Warren Commission testimony. Then Morris Wolf, when we talked, said she gave him that Warren Commission testimony, but also she let him know about the corruption at the Warren Commission. Now Dorothy goes back to New York, and she starts blabbermouthing about the fact that she's going to crack the case wide open. She's going to put all this material in her book for Random House. She's going to expose what happened with Hoover covering up the assassination and pinpoint that Marcello was responsible for it, and on and on and on and on. She tells the wrong people about this, and November 8th,
and the word gets out.
She's dead.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Zumo Play.